Will you join me in prayer? Holy God, we are asking for you to order our steps today as we are hearing the word preached, as we are discerning how you are guiding us. We ask for your hand to lead us, to show us the path, and to give us courage to step forward in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the Israelites are on the verge of seeing the power of God in a new way. But they're not seeing it quite yet. In their eyes, they are stuck between an army and a wet place. They've got the Egyptian army coming after them. And all they see in front of them is the sea of reeds, and they feel like they are trapped, that they are stuck. And they are crying out to Moses, their leader, saying, "What have you done to us? You told us back in Egypt that you were going to lead us to freedom in the promised land, and this is where you've brought us? We're going to be slaughtered, or we're going to drown." It would have been better, Moses, if you had just left us back in Egypt. Yes, it was awful. Yes, we had no dignity. No, we had no freedom. Yes, they were killing our children. Yes, we worked for, 20-hour days in the hot sun making bricks for the Egyptian palaces and pyramids. Yes, they beat us. No, we didn't have enough to eat. Yes, it was a really hard existence, and they were trying to kill us all off. But we actually like that better than what you have us in right now. Because we don't see any way out of this situation. We are stuck, and we don't see any hope where you have us right now. You hear that a lot from people in one form or another. And in our two pillars today, you can see the words that symbolize that feeling of stuckness that people have. On the one hand, we asked people to write down what are things that have us stuck in the world. And there's really a lot of painful things that we see on here. Loneliness, mental illness, poverty, illegal animal poaching, rape, cancer, unnecessary killings, refugees, gun violence, needing the rights of all regardless of sex, race, age, status, religion, or sexual orientation, depression. There's a lot of things in our world that have us stuck. And then we asked on this side, to write those things down that have you personally feeling stuck. Not just issues in the world, but you personally. So people wrote down, again, some very poignant things that share with us just how difficult life can be. Dealing with parents' health, illness, finances, school stress, homework, career decisions, when to retire, grades, stubbornness. All of these things in our lives feel like we are stuck. And when we're in these situations, sometimes it's hard to see where God is working. When you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, and it feels like there's no movement either way, and there's no way out, you start to question who God is. You start to question the leaders of the church. You start to question the church itself. You start to say, "Why, God, did you even bring me to this point? Yeah, I saw lots of miracles that you've done for me in the past." Like the Israelites are saying, "Well, sure, there were all those plagues, and God really made God's self known in those plagues, and we can see that, yeah, the Egyptians released us, but things have really gotten worse now, and so I'm not sure I can trust what God has in store for me. I'm not sure that I can really feel that hope because I'm not seeing any way out. So God sends the pillar of cloud and fire to accompany them on their walk. And this walk out of oppression and into freedom, out of slavery and into liberation, this is the walk that transforms them as a people. God doesn't tell them, run, panic, you're going to die now. God simply says, walk. Take a step forward together and watch what I'm going to do. I am with you. I'm taking all of these things that have you stuck, and I'm working. You can't see what's going on right now, but I'm there. I'm in the fire. I'm in the cloud. I'm all around you, and I'm working when you can't even see it. And there is something ahead of you that is going to amaze you. So the Israelites are invited to step out together in faith, to take that faith walk or a faith march. That's why we have so much marching music today, that they're walking together. There's something about coming together as people of faith, accompanying each other, that's transformative even of itself. And I'm thinking of marches that have happened throughout history that have shown how people come together in solidarity and express their humanity and their hope and their need for justice. I think back on Gandhi and the marches that he led for liberation from the British Empire for the Indian people. I think of the marches during the Civil Rights era that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. led, where there were many times they felt stuck because they were attacked by the police, they were attacked by dogs, they were attacked by the fire hoses, they were attacked by just the common people throwing things at them. I'm thinking particularly of a girl named Ruby Bridges, who was one of the first African-American children to go to a white school, and they were integrating the schools. And some of you may remember the iconic picture that Norman Rockwell painted where she is walking to school accompanied on either side by the federal marshals. But there are tomato stains on the wall behind her. They were throwing things at her. And she was stuck. She didn't know what was laying ahead for her in the school, how they were going to treat her. But she also knew that behind her was a life of oppression and inequality, meaning that she would not get the same level of education as her white counterparts. So this 8-year-old girl, this very brave 8-year-old girl, she took that step in faith. And this wonderful picture, she's got her head held high, she's got her books, and she is marching. She is marching in the light of God, trusting that what God has ahead of her is better than what lay behind her. I think, too, of the People's Climate March that happened this past year, where thousands and thousands of people came to New York City and marched together on behalf of our planet to raise awareness about climate disruption. And there were people from all different walks of life. There were grandmothers, and there were children, and there were faith communities, and there were LGBTQ groups. There were all kinds of people from all over the United States that gathered there to show their solidarity for our planet. And sometimes it feels like we are stuck because we can't see a way forward. The climate is getting worse. All of these weather events that are happening and the habitats that are decreasing and the pollution. And sometimes it feels like we are stuck. But a march like this shows us that together, when we step forward in faith, God is already working on things, working on us, working on our hearts, working on our governments to make a way forward, and that there is hope ahead. Today, some of us will be marching, walking together in Milton. We will be taking a walk with people we don't even see, but we are accompanying them in solidarity. And they are those who are hungry, those who find themselves stuck, when at the end of the month, after they've paid their rent, and after they've paid their utilities, and after the medical bills have taken everything, and they've got both a grandparent and a child living with them, and there's no money left at the end of the month to buy groceries, and they're stuck. Where do they turn for that extra bit of help? Where can they turn for hope? That's when churches and other people of goodwill come together and say, we will help. Take that step forward in faith. Do not lose heart. We hear your need. We're helping to supply that. We're all helping together so that you can step forward and go forward in your life, trusting that God will provide for you. And I've talked with people at food banks who are so grateful for the food that they receive. They said, this just makes all the difference. This is like my bridge to get me to the next paycheck. If I didn't have this, I don't know what I would do. So what we give, even if it's just a small amount, it's just that little bit to help people take that step forward in faith and know that God is there for them and providing for them. So we walk, those of us who are walking the crop walk today, we walk in solidarity with them. We walk to raise awareness, and we walk as a sign of hope. But sometimes it's something that is just very personal that may have you feeling stuck in your life. I don't know what that might be for you today, or maybe there's somebody that you know, someone close to you, that's really trapped because of maybe decisions that they had made or others had made that had them wedged into a situation that they don't know how to get out of. Or maybe their health has them in a place where they feel like there is no wiggle room, that they are on a path to pain and sorrow and suffering and chronic illness, and there doesn't seem to be any way through. Or maybe it's a relationship that feels like something is stuck. The people in the relationship can't move from their positions, and there is stubbornness, and there's something that's keeping them from coming together. Whatever that is, I invite you to walk through it. Walk through that stuckness, trusting that God is guiding you and is accompanying you in those pillars. I know some of you make walking a regular faith and spiritual practice. I was listening to Cammie the other night. We had a meeting, and she was talking about how she did not get a chance to walk for a couple of days, but she knew she needed to walk, and I gave her a heads up. I'm going to ask you to talk about that. Cammie, can you say a little bit, why is walking important for your faith?
First and foremost, I find that when I don't walk, I am having a difficult time handling stress. So when I walk and the endorphins begin to build and kick in, and whatever is on my mind, God shows me animals, a friendly wave of a car going past, the beautiful sky, I hear the birds sing, I smell the vegetation, and I think it's going to be okay. There are so many blessings around me that my problems are going to be okay. I just turn it over to God.
That's beautiful. Anybody else have an experience where walking helps you in your faith, in your spirituality? Anybody else? Carol, I know you walk. Where's she? Carol, why? How is walking, you and Sue walk together on a regular basis, why is walking important for you?
Because it makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy it, and it's good for my health. And there's a lot of things I can't do, but that's one thing I can do.
Yeah, that's great. So taking those steps is a way to help your brain process through things. When you take a walk, when you walk with God, when you walk with someone else who walks with you along this path, there's something transformative about that. And when we join together in that walking process, we find ourselves in communion in a different way. Because when you are walking through and you're talking about your problems or your issues, God has a way of loosening things up by that walking process. I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and this person was sharing with me how they felt stuck in their faith. And this person was not seeing that God was answering their prayers. And as we talked and we listened and we kind of sorted through things, we had a couple of revelation moments. And I said, see, that is God listening to you. That is God responding to you. And it was through that walking process that we were able to encounter God's presence in a liberating way. Whatever you're facing in your life, don't be afraid to take that step forward. Trust that God is accompanying you in the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. By day and by night, God is watching you. God is working on the circumstances of your life, even when you can't see it, even when it feels like you're trapped. God is making a new thing happen for you. Next week, you're going to see with the Israelites what that thing is that helps them to take a step forward in faith. Pray for God's guidance. Pray for God's hope. And take that step. Walk knowing that God accompanies and transforms you and our world. Amen.